This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crowe. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
What's up, chicas and chicos? Peoples, I'm trying this is not paid sponsorship, but could be. I'm trying a Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch. I've just gotten back from a grocery store that I never shop at. I'm embarrassed to say I went to Walmart. You know, why don't they make a grocery store where you can get everything you need at one store? You can't get everything you need at the Whole Foods store, and it's also $1 million. What's up, baby? Okay, so I sent out an email, and some people are apparently worried about me, and I'm fine, as Carissa Acker says. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Hi, hi, hi. I saw a commercial for these, and they totally got me. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Sue. Hi, Marika. You guys, I'm fine. I'll tell you what it's about. Nobody has cancer. Nobody's dying. My business is just in the shitter. Hi, Julie. And here's the thing. So no bad days. Sorry, I just had to take a bite of this. I wish I could share it with you. And next time, maybe I should wear a little bit of makeup. Okay, I'll put the candy bar down. Donald, Daniel, I heard the service was very nice today. I'm sorry I wasn't able to come. So yeah, I sent out this email and I've had a couple posts, and y'all know I've been in a little bit of a rough spot lately. And here's the deal. What is it about sitting here at this desk? I think Spirit is telling me something. I think Spirit's telling me to retire, which means I need to go live in a mobile home somewhere on a base property with no expenses. You guys, I'm fine. I think most of the people who know me well know that I share my heart and show my work, and I share behind the scenes. Hi, Sabra. Hi, Kay. And you guys, I really am okay. And it has been a difficult time ever since. I'm going to just go ahead and blame it on the election. Hi, gorgeous. I'm going to blame it on the election. We can blame it on anything we want. It's all stories. But it makes me feel better to say it's all Trump's fault. I noticed back in November when I was selling for Camp Starheart, and you guys know that Camp Starheart was amazing this year, but it had less people this year than it did last year. And it was still perfect and wonderful. But that was confusing because, like, in a business mind, we kind of think that things are supposed to get better. Oh my gosh, Kay, I look so cute today. I didn't even try, except for I was in Walmart, y'all, and apparently I've lost some weight because I was in Walmart shopping and I had cracked drawers the whole time. I kept having to pull my jeans, my cute little boyfriend baggy jeans. You create your own calm. But my cute little baggy jean boyfriend jeans were all like, crack drawer, crack drawer. Hello, hello, hello. I'm spilling the beans. Why not? I'm spilling the beans because I'm okay about it. I haven't been okay about it, but I'm okay about it now. I had to get to the place of rock bottom. And rock bottom, when your business is really in the crapper, is nothing compared to, like, having cancer or having someone you love. An acquaintance of mine's daughter died last week. I mean, fuck, that is horrible. That is not okay. And so having your business be in the shitter is a solvable problem. It's just not one I'm used to. And it's not one that in the online or in the coaching world we talk about in public. I was at Walmart after all. So I thought the same thing, but I didn't want to be stereotypical. The nicest man came up to me at the chocolate aisle and said, which one do you like? I like the chili chocolate. It was sweet to talk with him. And so I sent out an email that was kind of a combination of two posts. There was nothing for sale in the email because you're not going to buy it anyways. That's what's so funny. So, okay, so Camp Starheart was less. My coaching roster is officially down to zero. Do you know that I've never had zero clients since the first 2 days I was a coach, I had zero. And I do have this month, I have a mastermind that's ending and there's a group of gals. So I got paid by all of them yesterday, which is a perfect miracle. And some of you have given me amazing tips and it's so fun. But normally what I've done for the past 12 years is you're always enrolling and you're always creating. I'm always enrolling and I'm always creating, and it's just what I do and I love it. And I've also, you know, usually have this flow of inspiration and mojo. Thank you, Tracy. I'm sure it turns some people off because some people are not okay with the honest truth when it's shadow truth. Because the shadow is hard. People want to make you feel better. And what I love that Isabel did for me yesterday, and Isabel knows where I am. I have a group of core girlfriends, core business girlfriends that know where I am. My coach knows where I am. My husband knows where I am. And I know where I am. So I am safe and I am okay. I am just mind-fucking myself, or have been mind-fucking myself, because things haven't been as easy as they always were. And I know I'm not the only one, and it's not totally the outside world's fault, but there's a series of things. So on the surface, right, we are inundated with personal development. We're inundated with it. I'm sick of personal development. I'm sick of the classes. I'm sick of the coaching. I'm sick of a lot of these things. Hi, Christy. Mwah. I'm overwhelmed. It's not bad. It's actually all very good, helpful stuff. Just here on Facebook, this thing that I love, all of a sudden, everybody's doing the same thing. And so it just feels funny. I have colleagues that have been doing this for 30 years. I have colleagues that have been doing this for 20 years. I have colleagues that have been doing this for 10 years and always had success. And events had the lowest numbers I've ever had. Retreats that have always had a wait list had one person sign up and had to be canceled. My painting retreat, and it's perfect because God loves me and knew that probably exactly what I needed was just 4 people, but I'm used to having 8 to 12 people at my painting retreat. So I have 4. It's great. Everybody gets a bed. Nobody gets stuck on the cot. Hi, Anna. Hi, Christina. Hi, Ashley. So then I do Share Your Heart, Show Your Work, which I still love the content of Share Your Heart, Show Your Work. I love the community. And I got a really nice affirmation from someone today that says, nobody is talking about business the way you're talking about business. And the way I talk about business runs the gamut from the really high highs to here's what's possible and oh shit, here's what happens if you fail and everything in between. Because this is life, you guys. This is life. And so how can I stand up and say, how can I stand up to myself? And you guys are just the mirror. Just is not the right word, but you guys are a mirror and apparently it contributes to some of you too. How can I stand up and say, everything's awesome, I'm doing great. Look, you can create, you can do this, you can do this. Some of you that were in the very first Share Your Heart, Show Your Work class, there were 72 people in that class. Do the math, okay? Second time, there were like 40 something. This time, 4, and I'm not going to kill myself to fill it. 4 people versus 70 or versus even 30. And so the energy exchange is like, it doesn't financially work. It doesn't pay the utility bill to keep the internet on. It's my own stuff with my tax bill and not putting enough money away for that. It's like the perfect storm in the hero's journey. It's the perfect storm. And a lot of times people have this personally, or they have something going on in their relationship, or they have something going on with illness and sickness. And I've had a little bit of illness. I had my friend die, but you think like 2.5 years later, shouldn't this shit be all better? And it's so funny. I had a dream the other night, a very vivid dream. It was a stress dream, but I had a dream and I got a lot of information from my dreams. And I had a dream where I was driving a very large truck and the truck was like really, really big and I couldn't keep it in my lane. And it was interesting because I was talking to Isabel about that and I said, I think it means that I'm trying to manage something that's too big for me. Like I'm trying to create this big business and it's just too complicated for me. And she goes, oh really? I got that you're meant to do bigger things. But I don't think bigger is better. It's not bigger. I do feel like I'm being called to work a different way. And so what I know for sure of all the spiritual journeys I've taken in my life and all the different incarnations is that when the spirit wants to take you to a new place, the shit gonna come down everywhere else. So of course, Share Your Heart, Show Your Work is not selling. Of course, my painting retreat is not totally full. And you guys realize the difference between a full painting retreat and a four-person fading retreat is profit, so there's no profit. That's what's so funny. So Spirit is guiding me in a different direction, which is great when you know what the direction is, right? I told Isabel yesterday, I was like, if I see another fucking 111 and angel sign, I'm just gonna give God the bird. And it was true. It's like, you go from having faith. Have y'all seen that? Like, the life of an entrepreneur. You know what? This is a life of a human being. This isn't entrepreneur shit. This is life of a human being. I need something to draw on. This is life of a human being. But most of us don't know how to hold space for the shit. We don't know how to hold space for the shit. And so maybe that's the class I need to do. What you need to do when your business runs a shit, except for nobody has any money to pay for it. Because God knows I don't have extra money to pay for business classes right now. And you guys, I have spent, don't tell my husband, but I spent $40,000 a year on coaching for a couple of years. You know? And it's a really big mind fuck, especially when you combine it with Spirit. It's also amazing. Like, I wouldn't trade, I don't think I would, although last night I had a dream that I was driving. Not driving, I had a dream that I got a job, like a real job. That was a nightmare. So there's all these, a financial problem is a solvable problem. I don't remember who said it, but I heard all money problems take to solve is time. There is, so in between, so there's a couple of layers. Let me make a drawing for you. Thank you for bearing with me. Let's see what we can find. Okay, this is, got some stuff on it, but we're going to make a drawing for you. We have, let's see, I've never really drawn this out before, but here's what, okay, below the veil. Let's call the veil here. I think that's how you spell veil. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I can't spell a typo forever. But here is where human beings function. Everyday consciousness, right? This is where life goes, where work goes, and even we see some elements of Spirit. And this is where we're all running around. And oh, by the way, this is the shit that gets posted on Facebooklandia by Saber. Mwah. So this is the above the veil shit, okay? And many of you have gone through this, but when you choose to live a spiritual life, and I'm not talking like be a nun or God, I choose to serve you, but it is God, I choose to serve you. It is, you know what? I'm going to live by Spirit, by intuition, by vision. Oh, Jenny Crane has had the year from fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck too, right? Oh, you'll so resonate with this. So here's what's happening. All this stuff normally is really good. And then below the veil or behind the veil, I don't know if it's above, below, but here's the thing. It's not above or below. It's the fucking matrix. And not the mean one, it's the divine matrix. It is the infinite universe where time folds over on itself. So let's just call that below the veil. And just because it's down, don't mean it's hell, y'all, okay? But it's the unseen. It's the realm of the unseen. And there are times, as you all know, because many of you are people of various faiths. And I have yet to meet a spiritual faith. See, look, fuckity fuck fuck, the tides are changing. They always do. This is what we must remember. So here's what happens. Below the veil, every once in a while, we have little seeds that pop up and show here evidence. And we get evidence. And they pop up above the line, and we can see it. But, hi, Tammy. Tammy's one of my four people. Four people in the class. Frankly, I haven't decided if we're going to go forward or not yet. I'll let y'all know after the retreat. So these kind of pop up, but we don't see what is going on down here. But here's what happens. So we don't see it. All these things are happening down here. Hi, David Stone. Hi, Christina. Hi, Elizabeth. So we don't see it, but I tell you what, up here, I'm going to use a light blue that you might not even be able to see. Up here, as these things are going on in the spirit realm, yeah, you can't see it, but that's okay. Right? All of a sudden you feel these ripples. Life starts to shake you up. And things that you have always put your faith and trust in start falling apart. So here's something that y'all probably already know about me. My life revolves entirely too much around my work. My ego is so attached to my work. My ego is so attached to my brilliant brain. My ego is so attached to being a great coach. My ego is so attached to the fact that I have made six figures every year as a coach for the past 12 years. My ego is so attached that I am loved. My ego is so attached to the fact that I've always been able to create a fucking miracle out of my ass financially when things got tight. My ego is attached to the fact that I get to help you. My ego is very attached to my work. I don't have children. Was looking at some of my friends sending pictures of their babies to me, and I had this little pang, and it was just like, I don't know that. I know what that is as a babysitter, as a nanny, as an aunt, but I don't know that as a mother. So I have mothered all of my clients. I have mothered myself. I have mothered and nurtured and grown this business. And one of the outer payoffs is that it has always financially paid off. Even this year, it's still financially paid off. And yet I'm behind. I'm so far behind, it feels heavy. I'm so far behind that it requires a miracle to keep going. I'm so far behind that I don't want you to know it, but people don't talk about it. There's a little bit behind and then there's far behind. That's a fixable problem. But before we get to the fix, there's all these layers of shame. You fucked up. Your work is irrelevant. Nobody wants what you're doing anymore. The market, you know, the mindset shit comes in. The hot flashes come. And nobody teaches us how to navigate business failures. Now, here's what we do here. These people from the pulpit that have recovered from their failures and are now in glory land. Y'all, I love the hearts, but do they stall the video for y'all? They stall it for me. It's easy to stand up and say, I so wish Nadine was here, and I'm not knocking her, but I'm so curious, because y'all know Nadine Larder has talked about getting out of $2.1 million of debt. When the real estate market shifted and crashed, it really affected her and her husband, and they sold everything, and they moved, and she did food stamps, and now she can talk about it. Right? And she may have talked about it then, but I didn't know her. But when the shit hits the fan, we don't usually run around and say, guess what, everybody? I'm failing like a motherfucker. My class has 4 people, not 72. My roster is at 0, not 7. And do you know that at one time I carried 74 clients? 7 is a low number for me. And I'm not talking big swinging dick prices either. I'm talking from $500 to $1,000 a month. I'm not talking $100,000 proposals. Let me gather my thoughts and slow down. When this underworld starts to shake and spirit wants to put a fork in your road, and I have choice. I have choice. I am not whipped around by the wind like a trash bag in my backyard. I have choice. And I can choose to fight spirit, which feels like crap, or I can go, holy shit, here it comes. Have you ever jumped off of a really high bridge and like you know the water is going to go up your hoo-ha and your butthole and it's going to sting a little bit, but it's so fun? We used to bridge jump all the time in Missouri. It's illegal. You had to have a life jacket on because it was painful to hit the water. But it was so exhilarating. And this is like that. The trick is, because here's the thing, we wouldn't be human if we didn't have some knowing that hitting the water was going to smack like hell. We wouldn't be human if we didn't freak out when we're wondering where the money's coming from. We wouldn't freak out if our debt got to XYZ. We wouldn't freak out if, you know, we just make all this stuff up in our mind. And so the opposite end, here's what they tell you to do in coaching. Fix your mindset. So here's what I want to say. Use caution when you fix your mindset, because I really do believe that your thinking creates your reality. But I'm going to tell you what, if you do a fucking spiritual bypass and you mindset that shit, you're going to fuck yourself up. You're going to stuff all that stuff inside and it's going to create cancer or sickness or adrenal fatigue or something. Yeah, it feels real good about 3 layers out, but you get down into the heart and you're lying to yourself. You know who's teaching this work right now? Shanti is teaching this work. And Shanti is getting treated like shit online. But Shanti is the one out there talking about shadow. She didn't even call them shadow emotions. They're just emotions. I feel anger. I feel pride. I feel sadness. I feel humiliation. I feel shame, blame, guilt. I feel fear. She's owning it. And she's not dismissing it. And she's not saying, fuck you, fear. And I used to say that. I used to say, fuck you, fear. I'll kick fear's ass. No. And I don't want to live in fear, but fear is a part of this life. And panic and dread are a part of this life. And when we hold that gentle space for those things, or when we talk about it without needing, nobody needs to fix me. Nobody needs to fix you. But if we could sit with somebody whose child just died, or whose business just failed, or a kid who feels like everybody who hates them, or somebody who's gone through loss or pain or fear or something, and we could sit with them without pitying them and just honor the fucking human experience. I see you. I will not leave you. I am with you. And that's what I say to myself during this difficult time in my business. You know what? My marriage is fucking awesome. My husband is so good to me and so sweet and so loving and so supportive. And I feel so lucky and blessed to have him. He is my best friend. He is my pal. And you know what? He can't fix my financial problems. I don't want him to. My friends are amazing. I wrote the title of this as No Bad Days. I wanted to wear the hat today because I wanted to stand in There Are No Bad Days. And I can't remember the name of the guy, but there's a, because it's on the hat. But my husband has the hat. He went to his great uncle's funeral today. He has the hat. But it is a country guy, a young country guy from the Dallas area that got cancer and ended up living, but had a very big struggle with it. And one of the things he and his mom would say was, as long as I'm alive, there are no bad days. As long as I'm alive, there are no bad days. And if I can sit and celebrate the successes of my business, why can't I sit and honor when I'm in just the pile of shit? I don't want to call my business a pile of shit because it's not a pile of shit. But right now, my numbers and my income are fucking low and the prospects are not looking good. And when I can say, they're there, I see you. And when I talk about it, you know what's happened when I talk about it? And before I talk to you all about it, I share with a couple of colleagues and I share with a couple of coaches and I ping a couple of people and say, hey, have you noticed something going on different in the market? And in real estate, we had a shift in the market. And there's a whole book. Gary Keller wrote a book called The Shift in the Real Estate Market. And I personally am experiencing not only the shift in my spiritual world and in my physical world, but I'm experiencing a shift in the market. And one of the reasons I know it's the market is because there's about 10 other people that I could name, but I'm not going to because it's not my place to out their financial numbers or what's going on with their business. But as Shanti said to me today, sure looks like you have a lot of traction from where I sit behind this screen, Allison. And it looks like everything's going great. And the reality is, there are great things going, and it's not enough to keep my business viable. It's not enough. Not at this, not today. It could all change tomorrow, but it's not enough. And that's okay. And only when I make it not okay is it miserable. And so we've got to learn how to sit in the discomfort. And that's what Isabel did with me. She took me to what she calls the void. And listening to Byron Katie's 1,000 Names for Joy. Can you imagine? I remember hearing Byron Katie say, if my husband left me, I would love that. And I was thinking, I would love that. If my business went inside out and belly up financially, could I love that? No. That's where I've been. Could I love that? And I want to be in a place that says, Spirit, I trust you. I am here now. I am. There are no bad days. Yes. And if you guys have those numbers, imagine someone who's still in the first few years. I feel you. And here, this is the other thing. So here's some of the stories that I have been soothing myself with. They're all made up. All the negative stories are made up too, so I therefore give myself the right to make up positive stories. Number one, if everything I've been doing keeps working, I won't go do something new. I don't have to be innovative and recreate. If I'm feeling this way, I now have compassion. So that's the other thing. Anna knows this too. My website broke in February. It's still totally fucked up on the back end. I did hire a branding person to the tune of $6,000, having no idea that my business would suffocate money-wise. No idea. I owe the final payment today. They did amazing work, but I have all this beautiful, expensive branding that under all normal circumstances, I would totally be able to afford. And guess what? I'm going to have to put it on credit. Good God, Crow Crow. So, yes, and I have the skills. I have the enrollment. I have the marketing. I have the ability. I have everything that somebody new would want to have because I've been doing this for 12 years. And then something shifts. There's an earthquake. Like being dramatic. But yes, Anna, I have said, oh, to be new. This gives me compassion. My heart is now open. I am reminded, I am humbled by what it's like to be new in this business, in any business. I did start this year saying I'm a beginner. I knew that my theme would be begin again, that I would be a beginner again. And sitting in that place of I don't know and it's okay. I don't know and it's okay. And what my brain does is my brain tries to solve the problem because I am a consultant and a teacher by nature. And so my brain thinks of 1,000 solutions for any problem. That's one of the reasons I'm a great consultant. I'm also a great coach. I've been a coach for 12 years, but I think I've really been a consultant for most of that time, and only in the last few years am I learning to consult or to coach. But if you have a problem, I can come up with 99 ways to make it to my baby store. I can come up with 99 ways for you to make some money. I can come up with 99 ways for me to make some money. I can come up with 99 ways for me to get out of my financial problems. And that's my ego. And so spirit is asking me, when are you going to let me lead? When are you going to let me lead instead of bossing me around and using me as a marketing tool or at your convenience? When are you going to really let me lead, Allison? If I let you lead, then everything's going to go to shit, God. And so we surrender. And as Stacey Nelson says, active surrender doesn't just happen once. It's now, 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 now. I don't know what the end of the story is. I know what the middle is. And I know that most people don't talk about it. And it is very tempting for me to not say anything, especially because I have a lot of you. Bye, Sweet Sue. Thank you for your love. I have a lot of you who have paid me a lot of money, who've spent time with me, who've taken my classes. And I'll tell you what, this stuff does work. And for me right now, I think my cords have been cut. The way that I have always done things is not the way that I'm supposed to do things going forward. And so my job is to get still enough and listen. And the timing couldn't be more perfect because the gals are coming tomorrow to paint and swim and play and to allow my soul to play. And it feels scary to slow down when money is slow because normally that's when I get up to the plate and I swing my bat for the fences. I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I need to reach out and talk to my 4 people that are in class, but I just decided not to make a rash decision. Class doesn't start till the 13th. I have until the 14th. I have until the 14th to listen to hear what God decides. So here's the thing. My story is about me, but my story is about you too, because I am the other you. And if you are doing great right now and everything is wonderful and you are on top and business is zooming, I am so happy for you. You are amazing. Keep enjoying it. Keep loving it. Keep having fun. And it doesn't mean the other shoe is going to drop. And in my own life, I know that God is rewiring some of the deepest unseen beliefs I have. Stillness, Sherry, you're right. Stillness is what happens when the rubber ball hits the ground or when the shit hits the fan, right? Stillness. And do you know how hard as a fixer it is for me to still? You know, most of you women, not all women, but most women can't stand it when their man is a fixer, and I'm a fixer. I got a solution. Bye, Megan. Thanks for listening. So it may not be your business. For me, it's business. For you, for somebody else, it might be their health. They're supposed to have, you know, you have this great mindset and this positivity, and it's supposed to heal you, and you have some green juice and eat all greens and you change your diet and your exercise and you're supposed to be able to heal your cancer because Chris Carr did. Well, Chris Carr's journey is Chris Carr's journey and my journey is mine. Or maybe your marriage is falling apart, or maybe your kid. I have a friend who is starting to share the story of her son who's a heroin addict. And every mother wants their child to do well in life, and her child is failing at life and hurting everybody around him. And she's been brave enough to talk about it. Not woe is me. And I'm not sharing this. And I didn't write that email as woe is me. I reach out to my besties and I have my pity party and then I move on. So I do have moments of pity. I feel sorry for myself from time to time. And I share that with private people in an appropriate manner. But here on this platform, sitting here talking to you, as real as it can get, I am at the part of the story when I want to say it sucks and it's not over. And I can handle the suck. Isabel talked to me on the phone and we didn't even say anything. She just, it's like when a child is having a panic attack or a screaming, crying attack, and you just hold them and still, and the deep cries come. And the deep cries come. And the cries are so deep, they give your whole being a colonic. Yes, my story, your story, our story. And it just has a different hat. My business, you know why my business, why it's happening to my business? This is a story I make up. I don't know if it's fucking true, but what I make up in my mind is it's happening to my business because I value it so much. And I'm talking not value it in a holy way, because I do value it in a holy way, but I value it almost too much. So what if I let it all fall apart? As my friend Malia told me the other day, she goes, it's not all falling apart. It's all being rebuilt. And I've known that. That was the message I got in January. That was the message that was reaffirmed when the back end of my website went boom. That was the message, like sign after sign after sign. It's like I'm going down this road and every single sign says something else is another wheel is going to fall off. Another wheel is going to fall off. Another wheel is going to fall off. And so here I am sitting on the dirt road and all my wagon wheels have fallen off. But you know what? I am not alone because God is with me and I am with me. And because I won't leave myself, because I won't leave my fear, I won't leave my panic, I won't leave my dread, I will sit still in the middle of them. I know that everything will be okay. I'm getting to the place. It has not been easy to be there. But I am getting to the place where until I hear the clear direction, I am going to not take action because I feel like I've been just throwing spaghetti. That's why things aren't working. I've been throwing spaghetti at the wall. What client wants to buy spaghetti? None of you want to buy spaghetti from me, throw it at the wall. You want to buy something from the core of my womb and my spirit that is birth. And so just a little like warning sign, not in a shameful way, but if you are, don't do what happened to me. If you are hearing those things from the universe about surrender, do not pick up a thing of spaghetti and throw it at the wall. Go ahead and surrender now. Hi, Alexandra. I'm missing the meltdown. It's not really a meltdown. This is my rise up. I love spaghetti too, Teresa. Teresa, I may have to take you in a one-on-one program. I'm going to talk to the four of y'all that signed up for class, and you're the only one who signed up for coaching. And if we can make something work, we'll make it work. And if not, I don't know. But it's, you know, it's real life. And here's what I want to do for myself and for you. I want to tell the truth. I want to live an unfiltered life. I want to give permission for you to hold your shitty finances or your shitty Marys. This is the other thing I've thought, Teresa. You know, for the past however many years, my coaching's been $1,000 a month, and maybe it just turned into $555 a month. And maybe this is one of the things that's coming true. Maybe I'm supposed to go back to slow one-on-ones because I was trying to reach a bigger audience. So I was trying to lower things and do all this other stuff. But maybe I'm supposed to go back to private practice. That actually feels loving and yummy. And I'm not, just because it feels loving and yummy, that idea came to me after yesterday I sat in the void. I sat on the stinky dog couch. We had this couch that Bill and I got from our friend Johnny and Leslie's dad who sold his house and had an estate sale. So it's like 70 years old. Okay, you've seen it in pictures. And it stinks. So it stinks like old, smoky, musty house. Well, then we let my dog sit on it. And it's fabric. It's like green and turquoise stuff. It stinks like you walk into my house and it's like, oh, dog smell. And I was like, Bill, we got to get rid of this. I got clients coming. And he goes, no, the dogs love it. We're not buying a new couch. And he's right. We're not buying a damn new couch. And the dogs need to have a couch. So I sit on that couch every morning and I meditate on the stinky dog couch. And yesterday I sat and I let Isabel take me into the void, which is the most terrible space. And the void for me, what that means is the place where I do not fight the fight. I just let it be. I let the fear not consume me. It's not because of the Lord's love we are not consumed. Do you know that you can feel fear and not be consumed? Do you know that you can feel shame? I didn't see what Mandy said. Thank you, Alexandra. Maybe you can feel disappointment. You can feel failure. You know, this is what's so funny, random little rabbit trail. I remember the first time I launched an online class. I did this class called The Power of Intention. I got Wayne Dyer's permission and everything. And people, I had taught one in person. I did a beta class for free, and I had 8 people in person in Austin, Texas. And then we were talking about it. Everybody almost online was like, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. And I launched it. Not in a single person, brand new, out of Keller Williams. I was 4 years as a coach, but brand new in the online space. Not one person signed up. To go back to that, right? Like, feels, I make up a story that's shame. But you know what? Yesterday I heard Entreport. I listened to a little bit of Entreport, launched something new, and they were talking about with their marketing campaigns. They have pro people doing marketing campaigns, and 9 out of 10 of their marketing campaigns fail. 9 out of 10 of the pros fail. Nobody talks about what failure is. So I sent the email. I wrote the post. I'm here today saying I am in the middle of on paper, above the line. It's not abysmal failure, but yeah, it's pretty close. The only reason I'm not selling my house is because it's impossible to buy a new one, and it's certainly impossible to buy a less expensive one. Stinky dog couch, house hasn't been updated since 1989. The backyard is luxurious, but the rest of it, just a normal little house. Half the shit don't work in it. I may have to give up my eyelashes. Those are luxuries. First world problem. But I am committed to let the unseen unfold in me and allowing Christy Chick Nash. Allowing. It's so easy to allow love. It's so easy to allow a smack across the face even. It's so easy to turn the other cheek. But when the waves of life beat the ever-living fuck out of you, and whether it's your business or your health or your marriage or your child or any circumstance you can think of. My sister has put 3 offers on houses and had to move in with my mom and dad because they got the house that they live in got sold right out from under them. They were able to negotiate to stay for a while. She's got 3 kids finishing school, 2 finishing junior high, 1 with disabilities. And the teacher, I mean, just all the shit hit her fan. Ginny, all the shit hit her fan. The husband lost her job. Everything's falling apart. And nobody wakes up. And I'm not talking about everything woes, everything's falling apart. But nobody says, hey, by the way, everything's falling apart and we'll figure it out. We don't have language to talk about how things are without complaining. But like matter of fact, and this is what the Byron Katie stuff was. It was like matter of fact. Byron Katie's going blind. She can't see. I can't see. And it is neither good nor bad. And so what if, okay, my programs aren't selling. My coaching roster is down to 0. Except for Teresa's actually on it for this moment. She's on it for this moment. And I have two more sessions with my mastermind group. I have the AC on in my house. I'm not broke. I'm not in the dirt. I'm just being stretched thin. So maybe you're being stretched. Maybe your health is being stretched. Maybe you're being asked to work in a new way. Maybe your husband lost his job. Maybe your house won't sell. Or maybe you're trying to buy a house. At every house you try to buy, and here it did 53 offers on one house in 3 days. Holy cow. Maybe things feel hard. And God, can you imagine telling your little kids? It's hard and we'll figure it out. I don't know how. I don't know how today. We'll figure it out. And as Isabel says, get into the God response. And I know what the God response feels like when everything's going good, but going to that place of what she called the void, which is, and she called it like just floating in the pool or in this womb space, just floating. And all the stuff, it's the eye of the hurricane. Can you navigate to the eye of the hurricane? Can you navigate to the eye of the tornado and feel it all until it moves through you? And so I'm okay today. And I was okay yesterday before I let it move through me. Keep your connection to spirit open, even if you don't hear spirit's voice. I've had a bone to pick because I haven't been able to hear. But if you always have relied on your hearing, it might be pulled away so that you would rely on something new. if you've always relied on your business, it might be pulled away, not out of mean or spite, but so that you might rely on something new. And I have a little thing on my altar that says, let's see it, says, God, use me. Use me. Use my work, my voice, my life. And here's the thing. God, use me. Use me for me. Use me just to do whatever you would have. And that's really hard to say. Because I really want to say, God, use me for ways that feel really comfortable. I don't want to be like Job. You guys, we got this. Yuki says, guess what? I'm learning to listen to my body. It teaches me a new way of moving. Yes. Yeah, Tracy, we have to learn to listen in new ways. Here's what I do know. We must keep moving our bodies. So we can sit in stillness, but walk. Walk. Walking. Just gentle walking. Tracy, I know you walk towards that beach every single day. As we walk, we keep the energies moving. You can be still and walk too, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like, there's a prayer that is walking. There is a prayer that is walking. Sit. I love Isabel. She's so funny. Isabel used to call me, and she and Brian and Jenny would, like, oh, let's all meditate. And they would meditate at 8:30 in the morning. Well, guess what's going on at 8:30 in the morning at my house? The dogs right now are both laying down totally quiet asleep, right? It's 1:46. But at 8:30, they're not doing that. There's no such thing as sitting and being still. And Isabel meditates with quietness. I can't meditate in quiet. I can't get in quiet. And maybe Spirit's asking me to sit through the discomfort of that. So I'm kind of rambling all over the place. I just wanted to, I had a handful of people, some people got the email, some people said, I totally get it, I hear you, I believe in you, I love you, I'm there too. And then some people were like, are you okay? I haven't talked to you in forever. Are you sure you're okay? I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm not even depressed. I'm not even depressed. I have struggled with depression. This ain't depression, y'all. This ain't depression. This is fucking broke. Best line ever. This ain't depression. This is broke. This is money stress. And I hate to be money stressed because it stresses my husband. I feel like I rob his joy if I'm money stressed. But you know what? Money stresses just take time. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback, for your support. I hope that you are helped and served. And I appreciate the way you help and serve me. I love you. Everything you say is what is running through my veins. Thank you, Jenny. I am the other you. You are not alone. That's why I share. Because the more I share, somebody else says me too. And you know what? We need more me too. We need more I'm not alone. Oh, and no matter where anybody is in the journey, right? Whether someone like Nadine says, oh yeah, I went through that. It was really hard. I'm here for you. Or one of my business friends says, I'm sucking wind too. Y'all, what if I'm supposed to get a job? Oh my God. I thought I was unhirable. I don't think I'm supposed to get a job. I think I'm supposed to. Every walk is a kind of crusade. Yes, it is. And you know what? I've been watching all these Netflix shows. It's fascinating, especially historical fiction. So historical fiction has these fiction characters, but they have this history and a lot of real life running through it. And so watching The Queen, watching The Crown, watched The Queen last night. It's just a movie. The Crown is a series. There's only been one so far. Watching Outlander, fascinating, fascinating. And it's a whole nother, I don't have any thoughts around it right now, but it's so interesting how the things that we go through and the way that, and not just in history, but the things that we are asked to do in our spirits and how the world around us just changes. It just changes, you guys. And if we don't adapt, we die. And I don't know about you. I don't mind human death. I'd like to live a long time. I actually really want to be one of those fabulous old ladies. But I don't want to die in my spirit. I don't want to succumb to bad days. As long as I'm alive, I want my spirit. Yesterday I was shaking my fist at God and yelling at him or her through the phone to Isabel saying, if I see 1:11 on my goddamn clock one more time, I'm going to fucking give him the devil bird. Because it was like, I don't need another angel sign. I need another client. I honestly said that shit, y'all. But at least I was alive. Yes. So Christy, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, Mandy, thank you for saying that. You make me feel heard and understood. That is my intention for sharing. The very first time I shared, as a coach. I was a newer coach. I had done really well. I was a productivity coach for Keller Williams, and I got on a panel, and I don't even remember what I shared, but I did. It was the first time ever publicly I had let anybody know that I had struggled with depression and I was on depression meds. And I had a line out the room of 50 people wanting to talk with me, saying, me too, me too. These are all other coaches, all other coaches. I struggle with anxiety and depression. I take meds. Da, 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 da. This is trouble for me, and I've never been able to tell anybody. And my boss at the time shit-shamed me and said, I would never have said that. I can't believe you did that. I would never have done it. But in that moment, I knew that it was my job to share my heart, to tell the stories, and to be more unfiltered. And I'm more unfiltered than I was then. And it's not for the sake of being vulnerable, but it's for the sake of giving you permission to have a 50% glorious and 50% shit life. There's no such thing as 100% glorious. We have got to figure out to love the shit, to be in the shit and be okay with it. Byron Katie says, love what is. She's a little bit more flat around it. I still have a lot of emotion. I ain't where she is. She's also had a lot more practice than me. And I continue and will continue to self-soothe, to practice, to take tiny steps, to take more and more moments of stillness, and to take action when I am inspired and called to. And I hope that you will do the same. And if you would like one-on-one coaching, I will do one-on-one coaching for $5.55 a month for 7 people. I never had any intention, but you know, why not? Why not? Don't want to go through this shit alone? Let's talk. For the first time in 7 years, my coaching is in $1,000 a month. Let's just change it. Let's make it easier. Or maybe we do what I did. Not going backwards, but you know, there's so many ways we can figure out and make it affordable. Like when I was at Keller Williams, we did small group coaching for 4 people. 4 people, small groups. Made it super easy. What if it's $300 for a group of 4 people? You share the space, it's a small group, but it's not insanely expensive. I don't know. Alexander says, 50% glorious, 50% shitty life. Someone's got to tell us. We have got to start. I love it. Ah, orgasm. It's true. And isn't that funny? It's right. Alexandra, here's the thing. The pain involved, the tension involved in sex is what creates the orgasm. The orgasm comes through the tension. It comes through the pain. Ugh, I love it. All right. I'm going to go finish unpacking and prepping. Thank y'all for spending an hour with me. I love you. I'll see you on the flip side. Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.alisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.alisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.